you've got school-age children in your life, you may have witnessed this yourself. Australia is currently in a grip of a teacher shortage. In New South Wales alone, at least 7 out of every 10 teachers say their workload is just unmanageable. At least 7 from every 10 are reconsidering their position, according to a Union New South Wales survey of more than 10,000 in the profession. It's led to this refrain from teachers throughout the year.
No teacher!
Tomorrow, the national education ministers will come together to try and find a way to resolve this critical national problem. One man who can offer some insight into what the industry is facing is Professor Jim Watson. He's the Dean of the Melbourne Graduate School of Education at the University of Melbourne and has had decades of experience as a teacher himself, working in education departments of many states and territories. Welcome to you, Professor.
Thank you, Andy. Pleased to be here.
The teacher shortage has been put at a minimum of 4,000 teachers. Where is that being felt the most? Is it primary? Is it secondary? Is it special schools? Where is that being felt the most?
So based on the issues paper that has been produced for the ministerial meeting tomorrow, it states that it's around 4,100 secondary teachers that there will be a shortfall between now and 2025. So it's probably likely that there's also a shortfall in primary school and certainly with early childhood, with Victoria opening up for three-year-olds and other states enhancing their early childhood sort of opportunities, then there will be many of those centres will also be struggling to get teachers. So it's right across the board. But really, in terms of where is it most going to be felt, it's going to be felt in regional, rural and remote areas. Most capital cities, metropolitan areas, are able to attract teachers. There's relief teachers available who work casually. But it's really the further you get away from the cities, from the metropolitan areas, that hard-to-staff schools are really struggling to get anyone. And so there are vacancies right across the northern part of Australia, of Western Australia, top of South Australia, certainly in Northern Territory and in Queensland. So it's being felt all over and it's going to get worse.
So if we sort of subtract the effect of the pandemic, surely everyone's thought about the great resignation in this time in every industry and profession. What were you noticing at the start of the profession and at the start of the pandemic, especially for a profession that was supposed to be pandemic and recession proof?
So right at the start, we've done a lot of research and on behalf of the federal government during the pandemic and other people have commissioned our work. And so what we found right at the beginning of the pandemic was that suddenly teachers became first-line responders, and the esteem felt for them in the first year of the pandemic was just exceptional, and teachers have never been lauded so much across Australia. But as the pandemic has gone on and the challenges continue and more so today where there's so much sickness and people hard to gather in terms of coming in and being a relief teacher. So I think what's happened now, the sustained pressure that people have been under, and certainly in Victoria where they've had over 200 days in lockdown, teachers have found the digital capacity to create online lessons and to engage students to be so tough and so challenging for them. And so the kind of siloed environment that a teacher works in is becoming overwhelming. And so as we move hopefully to a post-pandemic area, what was amplified during COVID was there all along, that the pressure that teachers are under and the expectation of, planning, resource identification, personalised learning, engagement of students, assessment, data collection, teaching at the point of error, and I could go on for all of the different tasks that teachers have to do. It's now becoming overwhelming, and a lot of really terrific young teachers are considering not being in the profession, as you stated in your introduction.
Yeah, it really is in two parts, isn't it? You speak to teachers and they say, sure, the low pay is one thing, but it's the sort of conditions that are really becoming unmanageable. I wonder at a philosophical level if Australia has a cultural a problem with teachers and appreciating teachers. It seems to be, is it unique to Australia?
I'm not sure it's a cultural problem in appreciating teachers. I think most parents who have children in schools in Australia certainly do appreciate, overwhelmingly appreciate. I think the lack of appreciation is felt in the resources that are provided to teachers across systems, and also the remuneration. And as I was saying before, the sort of vacancies that are in the teaching profession are more out of metropolitan environments in rural areas. And so the pay for that, to go to a hard to staff school and live in a town where the facilities and amenities for families are not great, it's really a labour of love for teachers to go and do that, and fewer of them are now choosing to go and do that hard work. So we've got a real problem, and it's based on socioeconomic status. If you divide the schools that are in higher SES areas, which is usually metropolitan areas, and then a bit lower SES for regional areas, lower still for rural, and then really low for remote, people just don't want to go to those areas anymore because they don't get rewarded for it. It doesn't help their career progression, and it's really tough, or even tougher, to teach in those schools. So I think that is the problem. I think we're going to have vacancies in the teaching profession, whether we increase the number of students coming out of universities or not, because people are just not going to go to those challenging environments.
Would incentives like a $10,000 a year bursary, as promised by Labor in the recent election campaign, do anything to really address this? Or that's only sort of part of the problem, really, isn't it?
Okay, I recognise there's a new minister, and they're having this meeting tomorrow, and they are trying to think of solutions. They have to make sure they solve the right problems, and the right problems is focusing on what teachers need in terms of being able to do their job better. I think the rest will follow if they can get the teaching fraternity to feel like they're well supported. So I think the $10,000 that you talked about, it sounds a lot. But it's not a lot when you want to go to a nice stable environment, bring up your family and enjoy the lifestyle. Then $10,000 to go to a challenging school and live there and put your heart and soul into it. It needs an ongoing sort of recognition and a whole lot more than just a small increase as a once-off.
So to the meeting of the National Education Ministers tomorrow, do you have any confidence those ministers will listen to your sector, which has put solutions on the table in the past, such as, you know, longer placements for student teachers, a degree apprenticeship as well, a national portal to help link teachers with job opportunities? Will this panel of education ministers listen?
I have great faith that all of the ministers around the table tomorrow will be certainly focused on trying to bring about better outcomes in terms of supporting teachers. But I just think some of those solutions that you just went through referring to the idea of apprenticeships and career changes coming in, I think they're reasonable ideas, but they're not going to be the substantive change that impacts on the challenges that we're facing in the teaching profession right now. So as I've said before, we're going to need big solutions. There are only 4 million students in primary and secondary school right across Australia. So even though we're 8 states and territories, it's a very small system really. But we keep treating the 4 million as though it's all one system, and policies and any practices will impact equally across those 4 million students. That's not the case. And as I pointed out to you before, this differentiation between the resourcing and the kind of opportunities in the metropolitan areas compared right through to the remote, there needs to be 4 different solutions. And if you go and spend time in those schools, you'll see how devoid of resources and capability to run other programs and to differentiate learning. It's just so challenging. And so our sort of most deprived schools are getting the worst deal. And so if we do some of these things that they're talking about and try to bring people into teaching in a kind of a novel way, the problem at the university level is that in 2018, the previous government capped the number of Commonwealth-supported places to go into teaching. So we can't train any more people than we're doing now within the university system, because we haven't got the capability to add more students to our programs. And so they really need to start with this, start thinking about the structural aspects, about how we do this work, and make sure that we maintain the high quality of student graduates that we've got. There is no problem with the quality of those people. There just aren't enough of them, and there just aren't enough of them that want to move to hard-to-staff schools.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what is discussed and what isn't discussed at tomorrow's meeting of the State and Territory Education Ministers. Professor Jim Waddesdon, thank you so much for your time tonight.
Appreciate your time. Thanks, Andy.
Jim is the Dean of the Melbourne Graduate School of Education at the University of Melbourne. On the text line 0418 226576. This really goes to the issue here, doesn't it? Please don't throw money towards teachers. It's the amount of work other than teaching that is out of control. This needs to be checked. This one too goes to the idea about reducing school hours. Apparently Finland have done it. Might be the sleeper issue that the ministers could discuss tomorrow. Of course, this text also sums things up. Certainly a lot of teacher sentiment coming through on the text line. When you get paid as an early childhood educator as much as a supermarket worker, it's just not justified. Appreciate your texts. 0418 226 576. You're with Andy Park. This is RN Drive.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.